true, that spiritual, actual, factual answers to questions he asking. You find them inside you, recite you, reciting the records of Kashuk. We laughing, we drafting the passion through fabric. It's time for that comedy, dramedy, all of the fanciest, catchiest acronyms. Listeners, listen, we traveling. Consciousness is always unraveling. The reading you're having is mapping you back to your natural habitat. Abracadabra, it's magic, let's pass it. To top it off, the host are the classiest. Now, what were you asking for? All of the answers, what? All the answers.
Minutes of fuckery.
Wow. We did it though, dude.
We did. Still, she persisted. Nevertheless, she persisted.
And then here, I have to show you this thing. Squeezel has taken to...
Oh, the most uncomfortable option.
Being my lumbar support.
Oh, that's good. Is it working for you? Is she like under your tailbone?
She, I think what it is when it's the summer, so I have the AC running a fair amount, and she... is not a fan. She's a chihuahua and she wants warmth.
But so she's right behind your butt.
Big fancy blanket right here for her to get warm in. No, apparently she needs my ass warmth. It is a warm ass, I will say.
Are you farting on her occasionally also to like up the warmth?
That's a good point. Yeah, I'm sure I am. I haven't thought about it, but yeah, my little dog. Oh my God, that took us forever. Okay, so.
Well, just for the listener, we just spent the last 35 minutes tweaking audio settings to just get it to recognize a microphone. And then we restarted and it worked fine.
So the lesson of the day is always restart first your computer. Just turn the computer off.
You know, that might be appropriate to like, I feel like that the other day in rehearsal, everything was just like, I was like, I can't even think straight. And I was like, grumpy and weird. And I was just like, all right, we just did a new warm up, you know, just had to hit the reset button. Every once in a while, I just need to hit the reset button.
I guess so.
Let's start over.
Start again. Back to one.
All right. Well, here we are.
What the fuck are we talking about?
Oh my God. I don't know. Welcome.
You were going to read something that people had written.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Sure.
Oh, we have to like talk?
Yeah, we don't have to, Katie. We don't have to do anything. You know, I don't know. Maybe the people don't like hearing our chatter about random shit that leads to some deep philosophical conversation, usually as a result of our, hey, what's going on in your life talk.
I don't think that's true.
I think they like it.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't speak for them because they are not a monolith.
Okay, white guy. You're doing fine. You're already enough. Nobody needs you to prove that. You're doing great.
Thanks.
You're whole and complete.
Appreciate it.
Let's see.
You're perfect, whole, and complete, exactly as you are.
Yeah. Whole, perfect, and complete. That is from...
Agape.
The Science Church of... Science of Mind.
Right.
Which is not Scientology. All right. Let's talk about the stages of grief.
Okay.
Here's why. I'm going to choose to consider this progress on my growth as a human. The fact that... So I was dating a person and now I'm not dating a person.
Yep.
And... the stages of grief around it have been so distinct.
Really?
I mean, like, out of the stupid textbook of feelings, how to feel.
So Elizabeth Kubler-Ross had it right.
She fucking nailed it. Although I was saying to my therapist this week, I need to add a new stage that's like my own stage. Because here's how it went for me. What was happening in the dynamic was like hurting my heart. So when I finally communicated, hey, this hurts my heart when this happens. And he said, I don't think I can do relationship right now. And I said, I understand. Bye. There was an immediate stage that I'm calling elation.
Uh-huh.
Because I felt so freed from the torment of not getting my emotional needs met in the dynamic. I was like, it was like a huge weight lifted off me. And I was like, I'm free. Nobody's rejecting me now. I'm a sovereign being.
Yeah.
Oneness is real. Look how light I feel. Then the next day came and I hit depression. Like just I'm alone in the world. I'm sad by myself. Depression. And that was my McDonald's day, which we talked about.
Can we just real quick, can you just name the stages real quick?
So there's depression, anger, bargaining, acceptance, and there's another one. Let's pull them up. I think there's a fifth one, right? Hold on. Five stages of grief. Denial. Okay. Denial, anger, bargaining, depression, acceptance.
That's the order that they usually occur in?
Yes. Denial, anger, bargaining, depression, acceptance. Well, I don't think there's a thing about the order. I don't think there's a thing about the order. I don't think you could say, like, here's what it says. Some of the five stages may be absent. Their order may be jumbled. Certain experiences may blah, 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 blah.
Got it.
So I'm adding, I didn't have any denial. I had denial when we were together that, like, maybe this can work if he does. Maybe I don't need him to do blah, 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 denial.
Right.
Then, okay, I admit I need the thing. Then he goes away, elated. Then depression. Then the next day after depression was kind of neutral. Then the day after that, rage. This fucking asshole. Fuck this fucking asshole. All that. Then the next day, out of nowhere, bargaining. And I'm just like, I am literally, I'm just watching it all occur in my body. And I'm just like, this is fascinating. And the bargaining has been like, well, maybe, you know, he'll call me and then he'll apologize and then we'll both realize certain things and I miss him because of this and he misses me because maybe there's a way if we communicate, we get bargaining.
Have you gotten to acceptance yet?
I'm not feeling very bargainy right now. I'm feeling like I'm back into a flavor of depression, like a sliver of it where I'm a little like, oh, no.
Yeah.
So I'm like, meh. But it's acceptance, but it has sadness in it, the acceptance.
Sure.
So is that depression or acceptance or both?
Yeah. The acceptance isn't like clean usually from what I gather. You know, a lot of people are always saying like, oh, you never get over it. You just learn to live with it. You know, real grief is like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's always going to be there. But acceptance means I accept the grief.
Yeah. Well, I'm there.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. That sucks. But that elation thing is real. I've definitely seen that, you know, even in with death, you know.
Really?
The relief. And then there's guilt. So then add to that, there's guilt for the relief.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I've seen that for sure. And, you know, because we have judgment about how we react to things.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I remember having a breakup. The order was different, but relief slash elation was part of it.
Huh.
I remember for me, it was being able to have a quiet mind for the first time in a year.
I remember that, I think.
And I was like, oh, that's interesting. Huh. And that was sort of the relief. It was like, oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it doesn't change any of the other feelings. They're still also there.
Yeah. You know, I was realizing too, it helped me today. I was talking, Kat and I were talking a bunch and we were talking about all of this. And I found myself saying, cause I have like definition in the throat, which is like in human design, it's like, as you're talking, you discover how you feel about things. Like talking helps you figure it out. Anyway.
Me too.
You have that too. I realized, a big part of the loss in this case, I'm like, how am I so upset? It's 5 weeks. We dated for 5 weeks. I dated the guy who stalked me in Colorado for 5 weeks. And I was like, and bye. I mean, like, what is the deal?
Yeah.
And then I realized, like, well, obviously, because they're different people and he didn't stalk me.
Right.
But also, like, I felt a real kind of sense of belonging with this dude. Like there was, this pisses me off too, but I told you, I'm sure that he had me meet his fucking mom.
Yeah. Real early on.
So it was like, yeah. And like, he's kind of a weirdo misfit and I'm a weirdo misfit in like the similar ways and the creative solo showy kind of vibe. And then, am I boring you?
Yeah. No, I'm just waking up. I never get enough sleep anymore.
Really? We have to talk about that. Okay.
Yeah. It's getting better, but.
Two misfits. I felt like I belonged with. There was like another weirdo who's like me. And then also his mom and his mom's boyfriend. And then I was about to meet the sister and her husband. And it felt like there's a little team and I'm in the team.
Yeah, for sure.
Simultaneously, there was my improv people. We were like rehearsing and doing shows and improv. And then nobody could rehearse until July. So we've had all these weeks of not rehearsing. So I was part of that team and I belonged and it was a team. And so now all the teams are gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and I think what it is that in my earlier, like the first half of my life, I didn't really care about belonging. I really did not care. I was Aries mooning it, South Node Aries. I was like on my own, independent, making it happen. Now it's Libra North Node. So all I care about is connection and togetherness and community and belonging. But it's really new for me to like give a shit about that. So it hurts more.
Right. And then in contrast to that, you keep fleeing to a new place. They have to start again with community, start again with community. For the listener, Katie is currently smushing her face into her hands and making weird fish mouth. It's just out of sheer giving upness.
I'm just a fish mouth on my own in the world.
What are we going to do about that?
I don't know.
You have community. You just are feeling losses of pieces of it.
Yeah, no, I'm seeing a girlfriend tonight. I'm going to another girlfriend's Friday to lay by a pool, which is great. And then there's other stuff happening and rehearsals will start again in July. Like, it's going to change. It's just, I guess what it is, like, there's so many letdowns in life. Do you ever feel like...
Uh-huh. Sorry, was that too real? Uh-huh. I don't even know what that was a response to, because I actually don't have any direct, like, yeah, boy, do I know specifically and exactly what you mean about that. No, that but just I felt like right.
No, it was like two different. You were like, uh-huh. Like, it started as just like, I'm moaning. And then you're like, oh, wait, I have to respond to this person. Agreement.
Turn it into yes.
I'm gonna die alone. Cassidy.
You are not alone. You know it.
I might die alone, though. What if I die alone?
Well, I mean, you literally might be specifically alone at the moment of death because of the circumstance of that moment.
Well, also because you can't not die alone.
Right. When you die, you're it alone. Is you that is dying.
Correct. So everybody dies alone. I mean, in a really deep existential way, that's actually really true.
Right. I mean, it's a semantic question. Like, if someone's in the room with you when you die, did you die alone?
I wonder, like, if it depends on how connected in the heart you feel to them. If you're like, I feel their presence up until the minute of no presence, then probably you don't feel alone.
Well, and then there's the really common story of people who, people who are, waiting for someone to pass, but that person won't pass until, like, everyone goes out for lunch or leaves the room. Like, that is insanely common, apparently. Like, every...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's happened. I've experienced it, too. Where it's like, we need to leave that person in the room by themselves, or they're not going to pass.
Yeah, because they feel the pressure of, like, these people need me.
Right.
They don't want me to die. Okay, I'm here, guys.
Right. I don't want to inflict my passing on their spirit at that moment.
Yeah, so then you walk out, and they go, phew!
Whew, boink. That's the sound of someone passing. Boink. What is wrong with us?
Can I tell you the story? I have a great story about facilitating someone's death.
I love how you said that with such glee.
You want to hear it?
Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong.
Ain't no thing.
Ain't no thing. But a death doula.
My childhood best friend, Tracy, at some point in our adulthoods, we got back together and I was visiting her in Florida, and her grandmother, Gigi, actually don't know, Gloria was her real name. Gigi kind of like grandma'd me too as a kid. She raised Tracy to a great degree. I mean, it was a huge part of her upbringing. And because I was with Tracy so much when we were young, Gigi kind of was like a huge influence in my world too. She felt like kind of a second grandma to me. And in a way, like more of a grandma, because she was more of a kind of alpha type of female, whereas my grandma was really, really passive. And that was very sweet. And I loved her a lot. It just, it was harder to connect with her in a certain way because she was so sort of pulled back. Anyway, Gigi was in hospice right when I went to visit Tracy in this like adulthood period. And it was when I was in access consciousness and I had all the tools of, there are all these different body processes you can run on a body. And there's one for when a person is not leaving their body and it's time for them to leave their body.
Mm.
And you can tell and they can tell and everybody knows it. It's not like you kill them. It's like you give the soul permission to go.
Right.
It's like you can kind of connect with it in a way where it's like, hey, so you can go ahead and you can take off if you want.
Yeah.
So I had never run this body process before. And I was with Tracy and she was visiting her a lot. And I said to her, how would you feel if I ran this body process to like, I mean, because my friend is like, Tracy is like, kind of open to stuff like this, but not, it's not her world at all, you know? Right. So it's always some weird thing Katie is doing, you know? But she said, you know what? She's been in so much pain and she's been in hospice so long, go ahead. So I was alone in the room with her. And the way you do this body process, you put your hand on the bottom of their feet and you say a bunch of things. And here's what happened. It actually gives me the chills thinking about it. Oh my God. Okay. So I had my hands on her feet and I said the words. It's kind of dark, but the name of the body process was called Exit Stage Left. Because it's like a joke about go ahead and head on out. You're dead.
Right.
Anyway, so hands on the feet. And this is Gigi. And I grew up with her. And she's there and she couldn't open her eyes. So she's laying there and it's bad. She hadn't opened her eyes in many days. I said the words. And here's what happened. I watched her spirit flip out the top of her head. Ping, 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 ping across the room. She went like left behind me, right in front of me, and then flipped out the ceiling. Actually, now that I say that, Tracy was in the room because I remember when she flipped out the head, she went left behind me to Tracy, like a hug, to the right wall, back to her own head, and then up out the ceiling. And it was clear as day.
Wow.
So clear. The heartbeat was still going when we finished the body process. We went home that night. She got a call at 4 a.m. that Gigi had passed.
And did Tracy perceive anything
Mm-mm.
when it happened? Yeah, that's fine.
No, 9 times out of 10, people don't.
Yeah, I can't imagine anybody framing that as, oh, well, you killed her then. No.
I mean.
You just gave, all your process did was say, door's open if you want to use it.
Exactly. That's the idea of it.
Yeah.
This reminds me, for some reason, yesterday, this realtor I know in the area said to me, hey, so I just like sold this estate to a person, or I don't know, bought an estate, I don't know, some kind of transaction about an estate. And she said, the people who bought it are worried it's haunted. Can you clear it? And I go, yeah, just book it on my site. So she's like, all right. And she referred me to them. And then she messaged me back and she was like, my art studio is weird juju in it. Can you clear it? I go, yeah. So I have 2 house clearing jobs coming up, which is very fun.
We just talked about this too.
We did?
On like the last podcast or the, no, with what's her name? Damn it. I'm terrible with names.
Clea.
No.
No. Andrus.
Andrus. I don't even know Clea. You want to get Clea on the show? Who's Clea?
She was here, wasn't she?
I don't think so. I don't think we've ever had a Clea.
Oh, I was on her podcast. That's what it was. Andrus and Clea are very close friends. That's why I confused
gotcha. The person. So yeah. We talked about it on Andrus, and I said you need to like remarket that as a separate thing.
That's really true. I forgot.
Especially because you're getting into that world.
Okay. I'm really glad you said that. I'm going to make a video about that today on Instagram.
Okay.
Be like, so here's some jobs I booked, and here's a story about this. And yeah.
QQ. Love it.
All right. What spiritual stories do you have for us, Cassidy? And or how's the show going?
Well, they might be related.
Okay.
You just reminded when you talked about like the belonging thing, and I was like, oh, there's something there. Cause I, worked really my ass off this week and was exhausted and stressed and all the things since you last saw me. But we got there and it was great. And first preview with not a big audience, and they liked it and it was good and it went well. And I was really proud of them and they really were owning the show. And then we got to opening, and opening was a lot of rigmarole because there was a benefit and a gala fundraising, big whoop-de-whoop. So everything started later. And like, you know, we were supposed to start the show at 7:30. We didn't really start until 8, you know, because just seating people from the gala and the general public coming in after, blah, who cares? Just the drama of it all, you know. And I was at that point had kind of, you know, I could tell that my cast didn't like want me to come back and like do a warm up with them. They needed to be themselves.
Yeah.
Right. They were kind of like, we love you. Go away.
Yeah.
Which was fine. And I was really excited that they were really owning the show. And like, I was so feeling like a proud parent, like really going through that, like emotionally. And I even said like after the last preview, after our work session before the first preview. So it was really our last work session.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, and I started to talk and I was just like, if I start to tell you guys how I feel, I'm going to just start crying. And they were like, good, don't tell us because we don't want it to be about you. I could tell that they were saying like, don't make it about you in this moment. And I was appreciative of that. But I was really aware that I was just really in my feels and feeling very parental.
Yeah.
And then opening went great. I had two glasses of wine, pin in that. I want to talk about me and alcohol because I have questions.
Okay.
That you might have some input on.
Okay.
I had two glasses of wine and a little champagne during the toast after the show. And then Sunday came and I was packing up my stuff and going back to Oakland because I'd been staying out. And because we didn't have a show on Sunday once the show was open. And I did not feel good all day.
Okay.
Like I felt like shit. I was like, I had the sweats. Like I was getting the little like fever sweats, but only occasionally. I was like, I have COVID. I'm sure of it.
Oh, no.
But really, I was just, I felt hungover is what my body was really feeling.
Yeah.
And I had two glasses of wine at like six, along with a meal, you know, and I was like, how's that? Am I hungover? I was also like feeling the part of a team thing. I felt my first pang of envy that I had felt the entire time watching them work together as a team, and they love each other. It's so lovely to watch four people just be such a team. You know, like it's so satisfying. And I feel somewhat responsible for that. Like that was the tone. That was my goal.
Yeah.
Was to have people well taken care of with each other. And they did that. But I definitely didn't feel like I was part of the team anymore.
Yeah, I know. Directing is the worst that way.
I was like, oh, wow. I had a little bit of grief.
Yeah.
I think. And so the shorter part of that is the show went great. Standing ovation opening night was fucking great. They killed it. Something went really wrong, like a light bulb exploded on stage. It got knocked over and had glass everywhere. And they fucking kept the show intact and hilarious. And they made jokes about it, which you can do with this play. And while the crew was out on stage sweeping up glass and they're still going.
No.
Like just brilliant. Genius.
Wow.
It was like, I was like, oh, including the crew. I was like, and the crew is doing their job. Like I can trust them. I can trust the actors. They've got this.
Amazing.
But then I felt like shit all day Sunday. Just not good. I just felt terrible.
Like physically?
Took a rapid test physically. And I was anxious because I was sure I had COVID.
Yeah.
And I took a rapid test, but rapid tests are barely useful anymore, apparently. They're like 50-50. And then felt better by the... Denise came over after work and she grounds me. And that, like, I already felt better just having her in my presence. And then the next morning I felt way better. And I still went and took a PCR test and got the results back already and negative. You know, like, I don't have fucking COVID. But I was anxious as fuck and depressed and sad. And I was like, but I just had a successful opening of a play.
Yeah.
But I'm not on the team anymore.
Oh, I love that. You're so sweet.
Yeah. So I had feelings.
Yay, yeah, feelings.
I definitely had them. So that happened. But also, I can't drink anymore, or at least for a minute.
At all?
That's what I want to know. I'd like to...
Okay.
I wouldn't mind if we have time today to talk about that.
Yeah.
I'd like some insight into what's going on with me and like even a little bit of any kind of alcohol, beer, whiskey, wine. And I don't necessarily get a hangover the next day. I get a mini hangover by midnight. Headache within a couple hours of drinking now, of any amount, even a tiny amount.
All right, I'm just going to drop in your records really in the quick way.
Okay.
All right, so Cassidy Jamal Brown's records. Can you tap me in with that spirit, God, record keepers? Can you take a nice deep breath into your low belly, Cass? Okay. So for Cassidy's body, is it in his highest good to just never drink alcohol? Wow, that's a big yes.
Shit. Forever or just for a minute?
That is not what I wanted to hear.
For like a month?
Okay, hold on.
Forever?
I'm asking. Hold on.
I want to know.
Give me a second. Okay. All right. So is it like he can't metabolize it? Yes. Permanently? No. 60 days, 90 days, 60 days. Do 60 days off of it.
Okay.
And you need more magnesium.
All right.
And you need more water, and you need more electrolytes, and you need some vitamin C. And this is very specific. You ever had ashwagandha?
No.
You need some. It's an adaptogen herb that kind of gives you...
Ashwagandha?
Ashwagandha.
I'm writing all this down right now because I don't want to forget.
Oh, I'm glad. I'm glad.
Yeah, I know I need more water. I've been living off of coffee instead of water, which is terrible.
Yeah.
That's not a good choice.
No.
You just said magnesium, electrolytes, water, and ashwagandha.
No, and also vitamin C. Let's see. Does she need any medication? No. Any other herbs? No. Acupuncture. You could use some acupuncture specifically for stress in the will center at the back of your heart. So in the upper back and in the top of the shoulders, you got some stagnant energy that wants to move.
Okay.
And in the neck, acupuncture would work really well. A couple massages wouldn't hurt either. What else? Anything else so he could drink again after 60 days? Yes, there's more. This is so specific. Mint tea. Herbal tea with mint. Like actual mint. The leaf. Every day? No. Every other day. Every couple days, you want to have some mint in your hot water.
And they actually just, not like a bag of peppermint tea, but like mint.
Right.
Leaf.
Yep.
Right. Getting fresh mint and making it tea out of it.
Yeah. Or you can just.
This is amazing, Katie.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. Just
like taking it in like, fuck yeah. Love this. I feel so lucky right now that you can just do this for me.
Yeah. I hear you. Yay. Oh, I love you.
Yeah.
I'm so glad. Okay, wait, but there's something else. Let me keep listening. It can be tea, mint tea, but you have to put mint in it also.
Uh-huh.
Anything else so he can drink again in 60 days? No. Give me a second. Is there anything he needs to stay off of? No. Yeah, you just need a nice detox, a nice gentle detox. And if you do all those things, you'll be okay again.
That tracks.
It's a combination of like rest and adrenal fatigue and nervous system tightness from stress and just needing to detoxify a bit.
I love that. I'm going to go hang out with my friend later who's definitely going to want to drink a really good beer, and he has really excellent scotch, and I'm just not gonna have it.
Rock on. Bring like a hot water bottle thing and be sipping your tea.
Yeah.
If you want.
Yeah. They actually have really good tea at their house too, so I'll just do that instead.
Okay. Any other questions since we're in here? Cassie?
Oh, yeah. No, that has been the thing that's been bothering me lately. And I'm so excited about the specificity of the answer. And I'm also glad to hear it's not permanent. But my heart has been telling me, just stop drinking. And I was thinking 30 days, I can do 60 days, no problem. That's nothing. That's easy.
Sweet.
It's exciting. Like, all right, no more booze for a little while. It's just been fucking me up. It doesn't feel good. I don't even really enjoy it as a result, because like it's almost immediate where it goes,
I relate to that.
You already addressed the morning headaches and that it was probably an allergy. And so I've been taking half a loratadine every day, and I don't know, it might be be helping. I think it's helping. I've still been waking up with a headache a little bit, but it goes away almost immediately as opposed to, you know, me having to take a pill.
Add the water in and I think that'll change that.
Yeah. Yeah, I just need to go back to drinking constant water.
Or just any water?
I just said constant. Not like it. That's not a type of water. I just mean constantly drinking water.
No, I know what you mean it, but I was saying, or just drink any water. Like you probably don't.
Because I haven't been drinking any. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I love that. This is amazing.
Good. Anything else? Look how cute my dog is on my lap. Come on.
Your dog's adorable lying on.
And she got all this neck lap. Chub. Look at her neck chub. Look at it. All the neck chub. I couldn't stand having her as a pillow in my lumbar anymore, so she's in the lap now.
I don't know if you can.
She's been very lethargic lately.
I don't know if you can answer this question in my records, but do you think that this sort of recipe is useful for anyone listening right now?
No.
Or is it really specific to me?
Very specific to you.
All right.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry, folks. Was hoping to make it universal. It's just me.
No, it's just entertaining. There's a ton clearing, by the way, just by me being in your records. You see my eyes watering and how I keep yawning?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a bunch moving.
Cool.
And it's a lot of the buildup from... Okay, let's just do this actively. Oh my God. It's the buildup from the stress, the alcohol. It's sort of like, they're like, not the alcohol per se, but the... Your body's inability to process the alcohol and the sleep. Let's talk about sleep.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me what's happening.
Doesn't matter when I go to sleep, whether I go early or not, I wake up at 6 something and then kind of shit sleep for another hour maybe. I just feel like I'm not ever fully getting sleep. Now, once again, the grounding thing, I hadn't seen Denise for a couple of weeks because there had been a COVID exposure. Mm. And so that was no good. And so we decided, since I needed to keep my cast bubble wrapped, that I would just stay away from everybody, including my own home. Like I came home, got new clothes for the week and went back to my home stay out in Livermore, you know, just to keep myself, because I couldn't be a vector. Because if my cast gets sick, we're fucked.
Uh-huh.
But then, and I hadn't been sleeping well, but then slept like a absolute, she stayed over the night before last and just, I'm out. I'm good.
Really?
So solidly out.
How cool.
We really ground each other in that way.
In the sleep time. Wow.
Yeah.
That's a big plus.
Her too. She usually wakes up really early. I woke up in the morning. I woke up well rested and she was like still asleep and just stayed asleep for a little while. I was like, all right, you do it. Like, that's also true for her, I think.
Mm.
There's something about we just ground each other in a way that allows us to sleep better.
Well, it's interesting because in human design, they say like we condition each other most deeply when you sleep near each other.
Mm.
So like your gates and channels are affecting her gates and channels and vice versa more than even normal while you sleep.
Our combination, whatever, you know, how they have names for the different combinations of numbered types or whatever of peoples.
Yeah.
In human design, and ours is something like nothing else needed.
Oh, you're the 9-0?
Yeah, or something like, is that what it's called?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Nowhere to go.
We're like, we really don't actually need anybody else.
Yep.
Which means it's important that we actually be careful not to lock into a little bubble. Also, that's part of the advice of the, you don't need anything else, so, you know, look out for... shutting out the rest of the world.
Yeah, it can get a little slow and dense together where you're just like, we're just very comfortable. So then like nothing's happening because you're just the two, you know, just you and you. And but it's a really nice feeling, and it can be very comforting. And then it can feel a little bit like a boulder, like a little heavy and slow. So you have to shake it.
But what that does is allows us to sleep, you know, for example, that heavy and slow is like, yeah, sleep. But I don't know about the rest of the sleep. Are you getting anything for what's going on with me in sleep? Is it similar to the alcohol? Is it related?
All right, let's see here. So we're looking for what's causing Cassidy to not sleep well. Okay, would it be fair to say that you've slept equally poorly in both locations where you've been sleeping?
Yes.
All right. Squeezle, you're doing very cute stuff that's also very concerning. She's like burrowing into the armpit. She looks miserable. What's happening, boo? Hello, dog. Okay. All right, we're going to run an entity clearing. So any and all beings without bodies in Cassidy's body, near Cassidy's body, in his house, in his bed, in the other house, the other bed, like the actor housing, whatever it's called. Truth, who are you all? Huh, huh, huh. Truth, who were you before that? 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 Truth, who will you be in the future? Take all your magnetic imprinting, cellular memory, leave Cassidy's body, being soul, spirit, house, home, bedroom. Doing no harm as you go, dissipate, release. There's something tricky here. Is he not sleepy because of entities? Yes. Are they in the house? No. Are they in the bed? Are they in the bedroom? Are they in his body? Okay. All right. So any and all entities in, on, near Cassidy's body. I'm calling them all up now into the realm of conscious awareness, asking the light to dissipate and release that which keeps them here. I see you all. I acknowledge you all, the ones who are keeping him awake at night. You can go ahead and leave his body, being soul, spirit, doing no harm as you go right now. Okay. This is weird. So are you still there? No, some of you. Okay. What's required for you guys to leave so he can have ease with sleep? Okay. Are they all gone? Yes. All right. So for Cassidy's record keepers, what can we do for his body, being soul, spirit, to facilitate no more of these entities showing up so he can sleep with ease and not be disturbed again going forward? Okay, you do need to decrease your coffee intake.
Okay.
And increase your water. It would be great to actually go off of coffee for like 3 days. Just 3 days. Feel free to pound as much tea as you want. There's something in the riboflavins that's fucking with you. And you need a minute. And it's calling entities in. It's the dehydration combined with the stress. There's this terrible feeling combined with the adrenal fatigue that was attracting to it this entity stuff. Okay, is there anything else contributing to Cassidy not sleeping well? No. More water, please. 3 days off coffee. It's just 3 days. Take whatever ibuprofen you need for the headache, etc. Yeah, that's it. It's sort of like your system does a lot of processing of your feelings and your life when you're sleeping.
Yep.
And so when your physical chemistry is off, the sleep processing can't happen in the sleep time. And so it's like a part of how you sleep, like the physical sleep. This is hard to articulate. you got to keep the chemistry and the pH in balance in your body. Otherwise, you sleep poorly and you can't process while you sleep. And if you can't process while you sleep, you kind of don't process at all.
Yep.
That.
Yep. All right. It does feel like it's tied in to the alcohol a little bit because they're both connected to like adrenal fatigue and dehydration and my electrolytes being off, which means my pH balance is off. Like, so they're the system is kind of in chaos right now.
It's like sluggish and chaotic at the same time. And that's hard on you.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. What else? Anything else?
No, that makes sense. I just feel so lucky to have access to this. Thank you.
My pleasure. What are you looking at?
I was actually looking at my notes that I just took about what you just said, because I was just like wanting to make sure I had it all because I didn't want to forget it. And then now I'm going to pull up the next thing.
Okay, I'm going to close your records. Okay. I want to thank the master's teacher's loved ones for their love and compassion, the lords of the records for their point of view, and the Holy Spirit of life for all knowledge and healing. Essie, return all of Cassie Jamal Brown's energy to himself now, please. I say you return him to his complete human wholeness now. The divine portal and the Akashic records of Cassidy Jamal Brown are now closed. Amen. The divine portal and the Akashic records of Cassidy Jamal Brown are now closed. Amen. The divine portal and the Akashic records of Cassidy Jamal Brown are now closed. Amen, amen, amen. Shadwin Layla, Ilala Shadwin, Muhammad Abdurrasulullah. Okay. Okay.
Hey.
Sup?
And we're back. A few weeks ago, we did a three-card spread, and we asked the readers, listeners, whatever they're called, the people out there, to send us their experience or response, you know, see if it showed up in their lives the way we read in the three-card spread.
Correct.
We got two letters back.
Love it.
From two different people. I think I'm going to read them both without naming them, because there's enough personal information that maybe, yeah, we won't say who they're from, but they are from two people, one of whom we know pretty well. That's fine.
Is it, look over here.
No.
Okay, cool. All right.
I'll just type it in the chat and you'll know. Okay. They probably would be fine. Just in case, because it's not actually that important who they are. It's just interesting to hear about how things worked. And I think what we could do is I could read these and then maybe we do another three-card spread for the latter half of the...
That's a great idea, but will you let me pee?
And now, this.
I'm glad your microphone is not on your headphones.
But I'm taking my earbuds with me, so...
Oh, I'm just going to keep talking to you while you pee. So I don't know if you're going to leave this in, Desmond, but Katie is listening to me as I talk while she releases urine from her bladder through her urethra. But she does not have her microphone with her, so I am not listening to that. I'm only talking to her. I don't know if it's making it easier or harder for her to release. She'll tell us when she comes back from her trip. She's back. Were you laughing and that made it harder?
No, I don't have any problem releasing ever.
You don't have a shy bladder?
No, I have a, like, what's the opposite? A very extroverted aggressive bladder?
An extrovert bladder.
My bladder's like, I have things to say. I'm saying them now. All right, I'm ready.
I mean, can you stare a partner in the eye directly while you pee?
It's very odd, but 100% yes.
Yeah, it's not odd, but you understand. Oh, you can do it, but you feel funny while you're doing it.
I feel self-aware and like, this shouldn't be happening, but I'm doing it.
It's good comedy.
The one that's harder for me, you know what I can't do? This is so specific. I cannot defecate.
Oh.
If I have any food in my mouth, including... including gum. If I'm chewing gum.
I did not know that was coming.
Seriously, if I'm chewing gum, I have to spit it out or the poop won't happen.
Yeah, I have trouble, to be honest, defecating if there's like anybody else who might hear the sounds. And even in like a public bathroom, I'm like, damn it, someone came in while I was in. I don't mind pooping in a public bathroom, but if someone comes in, I'm like, it's fine. We're humans. This is a thing that we are doing. There's nothing wrong with you. Just let it rip. Uh-huh. But I have to really give myself a pep talk if I know it's going to be a noisier one.
A doozy. What about people? But are you ever this person? Like when you're in a bathroom somewhere in a public place and somebody just loses it in terms of sounds, like it's like, like they hold back, not at all.
I'm kind of proud of them. And it's like, it's disconcerting, but I'm also kind of proud of them.
Of the person who's doing it?
Yeah. Cause I'm like, good on you. You gotta, I mean, it's necessary and
yeah,
who cares?
Yeah. If you gotta go, you gotta go. I just think it's really funny because I guess I hadn't thought of it this way, but I think that I can control the amount of noises.
Right, but you can't. Not when it's doozy time. I mean, you can kind of clench and like release a little more, just let it out. But you know, if you're a fountain, sometimes if you're a fountain, you're a fountain. Like,
I guess that's my point is like, how often are you at the mall and you're a fountain?
Well, maybe you wouldn't even go at the mall unless you had to.
Me?
Or somebody. Like, maybe that's the whole point is like, you know, if you generally just be like, I'll just wait till I get home. But if you're like, oh, no, I have to go now. I guess it's at the mall. And that's also going to be the same time that it's going to be like, rah.
Yes, that's not my personal experience, but you may be right. I regularly have to pee and poop in public places. I've never understood people who are like, I'll wait till I get home. I'm like, ow, you're going to suffer the whole time?
Yeah, no, it's no good.
And now for something completely different.
What's up, everybody? Rami here. During the pandemic, I did The Artist's Way with four of my friends. There are five of us total. If you don't know what The Artist's Way is, some people call it recovery for artists. It's not to stop being an artist. It's just like personal growth tools in the form of a 12-week workbook system. Anyway, it doesn't really matter. The point is, one of the things that you have to do is write morning pages every morning. And in that, it was also lockdown and that we had more time on our hands. And I was trying to figure out, you know, a morning ritual for myself. I've always wanted morning rituals and they've just never been my thing. Something in my body kind of rebels against them. I know I'm not alone. And I used to judge myself for that. Like so many other things, I used to judge myself for that. Anyway, but the other thing about this is that I am not the same person I was before. I can't make assumptions about who I am based on who I was. I discover that daily. Anyway, so maybe I can do something every day. Who knows? Anyway, it turns out I could do morning pages every day. But as I was sort of developing, my morning ritual, and what I wanted it to be was something for my mind, something for my body, and something for my spirit. So morning pages, writing in a journal, three pages in a journal for my mind, some physical exercise for my body, and then meditation for my spirit. The problem I was facing was, and I realized this is the problem that I've always had with a morning ritual, but I was able to sort of articulate it for the first time, is that like I wake up full of energy and full of ideas and inspiration. And the idea of then forcing myself into a routine when every morning I wake up full of energy with different ideas of things to do that were different than yesterday really goes against my nature and my joy. So my hack was The morning ritual I developed was, number one, wake up. Number two, follow my impulses. So my first activity of the day was to follow my impulses. So that could be absolutely anything, right? It might be like one day, it might be like taking a tape measure and measuring every single piece of furniture in my apartment, imagining where else they could go that's different from where they are now, you know, whatever. Anyway, so first thing, follow impulses. Then after that, morning pages, exercise and meditation. And that went pretty well. Of course, now things are different. I'm more busy. And what I just said kind of takes a lot of time. So I'm not doing all that now. And I also am trying not to judge myself for it. I think I'm succeeding. Yay! Rami's rules.
All right, what do we have here?
All right. Well, one from a good friend of the podcast. She says, "Hi, Katie and Cassidy. Would you believe that in episode 111, at 1 hour and 11 minutes of airtime,
no,
you requested listeners to email feedback about the three card spread?
Oh my God!"
So she tracked that it was episode 111, and that we asked for it at 111 or 1 hour and 11 minutes. So she's a bit late, but she's here to tell you that spread landed with bullseye accuracy as follows. One, in the recent past, you've stepped into the unknown. That was the first card. That was the recent past card. And she said, as I listened to episode 111, I was just home from 10 days of travel across the country with my daughter, where she went to meet with 18 family members coming together to celebrate my dad's 90th birthday in his new home. In the last 6 months, after 45 years in the family home, they moved to start again in a totally new environment. And this was my first visit to their new town and home.
Wow.
So she had just stepped into the unknown.
Yeah.
She also met up with online gaming friends who her daughter had known for 6 years but never met. So her daughter was meeting with people that she'd known but never met.
Amazing.
And she also met up with four of her old school friends who flew in so we could stay in a penthouse together for 2 nights to reconnect. I've known these friends for 40 years, but I've not seen them for between 5 and 20. So there was a lot of reunion of the unknown. So that kind of tracks. So she said this trip held a lot of stepping into the unknown. Two, the present moment was coming apart. At the moment, a 7-year relationship is in the process of ending because the other is moving across the country. Coincidentally, to the state that she had just visited. The guidance from this card is so relevant for me right now. And three, the outcome is we're going to have to heal the ouch. And she says, yep, I'm open to the fact that there will be healing and nurturing needed up ahead. I expect it. So a particular relevant reading. Thank you both. Still your biggest fan.
Aww.
So, yes.
So cool. I have a fun surprise for that person because I just pulled the 3-card spread we're going to do for the group today. And one of those cards is in there again.
Wow.
I was opening the records of everybody who listens to the podcast while you told me that story.
You just went right into it. Cool.
Carry on.
All right. She says, I just turned back into the podcast and listened once again to the reading for the viewers. Since you invited the viewers to write, if the reading resonated, I'll give it a go. It resonated to me with regard to a breakup of a 2+ year romantic relationship. The recent past, blindfolded woman. I was cut off literally by this person I fell in love with. Several months ago, he suddenly stopped calling, emailing, texting, making plans, coming over, not answering my calls, texts, and emails when I realized what had happened. I stopped trying to communicate too. I felt and still do literally feel blindfolded as to what exactly was going on with him the moment he cut me off. No communication from him as to why from that moment in time. Present, coming apart. So we are social dancers. He made an effort to say hello at a dance months later after cutting me off. And after I gave him space to totally ignore me time after time in person, except for staring at each other from opposite sides of the room. But last night, after some interaction this past Sunday, he ignored me one yet again. He is with another woman now, coming and going. He's clearly taken a new path. Future, ouch card. Interesting, it's an animal healing an animal. I am all about animals. My business was named after my cat and set up to be all about animals. I work for 2 veterinarians, and I'm all about animals since I was a kid. So yes, this reading resonated with me with regard to my most recent romantic relationship. Life goes on.
Aw, that's nice. Okay, I need to do this because it's relevant again. You ready?
Yeah.
Thank you, first of all, listeners, for writing in to us. And please, will you write in again for today's reading? While Cassidy was doing that, I was opening the records of everyone who listens to the podcast. This is what I got. I'm going to show it to you first, Cass, and in the order, and then so you can marvel at it, and then I'll talk.
Coming Apart was the first one.
Well, it's the last one.
Oh, that's the last one. I see.
Yeah. Anyway, that's the point, is we have in the recent past, the magic stream, the present moment is unexpected visitors, and the outcome is coming apart.
So coming apart is still showing up.
Yeah.
Still a lot of that going on.
All right, let's read about this. So I love the magic stream card, and it's the 1-8, the 18, so it's the numbers are relevant in Katie land. All right, the magic stream. Everything is connected through the universal flow of consciousness. Every experience, this is your recent past, everybody. Every experience you have seems to have its own life story, with a beginning, a middle, and eventually an end. However, there is danger in seeing events as separate from one another, since in fact, they are all part of a continuity and a greater evolution. Like an ever-flowing magic stream, your experiences filter through the whole world, one leading into another, informing and influencing still more. Inspiration, invention, and revelations rarely come to just one person. The collective awareness is a shared storehouse of potential. When you remember you're part of the fluid continuity of life, you become a channel for great inspiration. Allow the magic to flow through you and carry your dreams into reality. Your success will benefit many. So this card's always all about being like part of the magic continuity of the flow of life. Like how we think we're like, I'm just doing a thing now, but the things we do affect everyone else and the things everyone does affects us. And everything is connected through the universal flow of consciousness. This is the recent past.
Okay.
Present moment is the unexpected visitors card. The image is like a girl at a gilded gold doorway, and she's peeking.
But peering from the outside in.
Yeah, she's peeking through the open, cracked open door. Unexpected visitors. This is a fun card. So, if you expect the unexpected, you're prepared for miracles, detours, surprises, and paradigm shifts. Expect the unexpected. No matter how detailed your plans are and how clear you believe the road ahead to be, there are times when the best plans are waylaid by unforeseen circumstances. At first, detours may seem inconvenient, but a surprise turn of events signals that the adventure of life is beginning to get interesting. No one can plan for synchronicity, for fate and destiny to meet, except spirit, who knows what you can't comprehend for now. Life is full of surprises, so stay on your toes and enjoy this exciting new adventure you weren't expecting. There is a plan for your life that may not match with your agenda. I love this definition of synchronicity, where fate and destiny meet. Fate, destiny. I wonder what the difference is between fate and destiny. Maybe she's just being poetic. Anyway, detours, surprises, paradigm shifts, life gets interesting, expect the unexpected, visitors, etc. And the outcome is the coming apart card again. Here we are, coming apart. Shebang bang. It's two masks with ladies on top, back to back, pulling apart from one another. Let's look at it right now. Right now. Here we are. Opening the page. Now is the time to take separate paths. The coming apart card is a sign to put an end to what is no longer working for you. Has a commitment been broken? Perhaps you need to break a promise or change course because you took on more than you could handle. This is a perfect time to reassess your goals and values. Are your actions in alignment with what you believe in? This is resonant for you too, Cass, about the drinking and the coffee. Like, it doesn't have to be coming apart from a person. It can be coming apart from a behavior or a choice or whatever.
Yeah.
Separation, disillusion, and dispersion are all in focus now. If someone wishes to break away from you, don't chase the relationship out of a sense of fear. The price you'll pay will not be worth the prize. Separation brings good fortune. So, we've been in acknowledgement of in the recent past, or we've been a part of the magic stream, the fluid continuity or the interconnectedness of all things.
Yeah.
Present moment. We got some surprising detours, unexpected visitors, upheavals that lead to coming apart. I'm sorry, but in the end, it's going to be great.
Yeah. Well, that goes to the relief thing, that idea. Remember the grief conversation we had earlier? Like, it is okay to have all those feelings, but those feelings can include elation and relief.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, it's like, I always think of it like, even if something is sad and terrible in the moment, I don't believe the universe pulls us out of things that are meant for us. And if it does, you can always go back.
Yeah.
So it's always in the highest good anyway, if you get pulled out of something. To wit, I also pulled three cards. I said, what's the deal? Show me the past, present, future about me and my dude.
Yeah.
Ready for what I got?
Yeah.
Recent past, the strength card, which immediately I get, it took a lot of strength for me to tell him the truth. It was very, very hard. And I did it. The present moment, I'm cleaning house.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, figuring out what's my part, what do I really care about, what's really real. I'm grieving, going through all the things, and look at the goddamn cocksucking outcome. Sad embrace.
Embracing sadness? Is that what that basically means?
Yeah, it's like you're going to be sad for a minute.
You can just cuddle up with yourself and...
Let's read the sad embrace card, just because it seems related to the coming apart card. So coming apart was for the listeners, sad embrace is for Katie Rubin. Loss is a part of life. Let go and allow time to heal you. You may-
Sweetie. Yeah, that one landed.
Yep. You may be entering into a period where loss is a theme. Perhaps you're having to let go of a long cherished dream. If so, take heart, for this ending may have been for your highest good. A better, more powerful dream will be realized in your life if you can accept the loss. Relationships based on faulty foundations are meant to end at this time. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Disappointment is a form of perception. If your expectations weren't met, a sense of loss arises along with sadness and grief. Express these emotions. Tears are like healing rain that can restore life to a parched inner landscape. Growth is always assured, whatever the loss, however great it is. Let go and experience your feelings so that you may soon see what beauty lies ahead. Which is the ultimate message of this podcast and my entire life anyway.
Let go?
Well, feel your feelings in order to let go. Like, people just say, let go, but you can't unless you process.
Right.
So
let go could just be denial.
Yeah.
Don't feel them. Right. Release through actually expressing.
Yeah. Feel it. Yeah. So this is very on point. I really appreciate the deck reflecting this to me, that the strength card was the recent past. It took a lot of strength to do that. I'm very proud of myself.
Yeah, that's great.
So yeah, there we have it.
That's cool.
Good shit.
I love that. And you just pulled those just now?
Just now.
Yeah. Nice. Okay, wait. This is a super stupid question. No, it's not. Did you pull it with the other three already pulled?
Yes.
So they didn't have an opportunity to get cycled into that pull?
Yeah, yeah.
But that's fine.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. I always actually ask about that. Like, do I need to put those cards back in? Do I need to shuffle? No. And they're like, but sometimes it might be a yes.
Right. Because it's like, no, I want to give you that card. So good.
Yeah.
Or it
exactly.
Or you need to put that card back in because it'll bump another card up or something.
Something.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure.
I love it.
All right. Well, this was a good one. We did a bunch of laughing. We found out about your health and wellness. We explored grief.
Oh, my God. I'm just so happy about that. Thank you.
Yay. I'm so glad.
Yeah. It's just nice to have steps. It's nice to just be like, no, take care of that. Do this. Yeah. You know, well, because also in like a lot of things, we joke about like, oh, I just wish I had a magic pill or whatever.
Now you do.
You actually just gave me magic pills. You're like, take these supplements and drink water. That's pretty much a magic pill.
That's pretty good. Yay.
All right. I go get a massage and some acupuncture.
Mm-hmm. On the back, upper back and shoulders and neck.
So sad. I tried to contact our old mega wizard acupuncturist, but she is basically, at least for now, retired.
Yeah.
She had to close her office during pandemic and just isn't really trying to reopen.
Yeah.
So I don't really have like a someone who I know as a like wizard acupuncturist. I can go to like community acupuncture, but that's just like they're real generic there.
Yeah.
They're just like, yeah, well, what do you want? Sinuses? Cool. What, shoulders? Cool.
Let's put a request to your Bay Area peeps who are listening.
Yeah.
Bay Area peeps, do you have a wizard acupuncturist for Cassidy because he needs it.
Yeah, I need a wizard.
Email us at allanswerspod@gmail.com. Yeah, let's see what they have for you. I bet you somebody does.
Cool. Katie Rubin.
I love you. Do your work.
Love you very much. This is a nice brief episode. Easy to edit and have a good time.
In and out. Bada bing, bada boom.
In and out. Input is a penis.
Also, I defecated and that's the out.
Great. All those things happen. The input is a penis, I realize, is a reference to something that happened before we started recording.
I don't even know
what I'm talking about. Welcome to our weird metaphors.
Love you. I'm going to go. Bye.
What are you asking for? All of the answers? Say what? All of the answers? Yeah, all the answers.
Hey, guys. Thanks for listening. We'd love to hear from you. Please email us with your questions so that we have questions to answer in the Akashic Records. Our email address is allanswerspod@gmail.com. That's allanswerspod@gmail.com. And if you'd like to find us on Facebook or Twitter, it's @allanswerspod. Thank you.
You can cut this boring part out if you'd like. Desmond, cut all that out.
Please, please, sir. Please.
Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.
Whew, boink.